Hello, everybody. Welcome to listen to me for this very, very rare case of epithelial trophic plastic tumor. We simply call it ETT. ETT is unique in that more than half occur in the cervix or lower uterus segment. Take all cases, we discuss its manifestations, possible cause, and related influencing factors. A 35-year-old woman whose first and last pregnancy were cesarean sections. The only complaint was amenorrhea for 9 months after breastfeeding for 22 months after the last cesarean section. The only positive finding from laboratory tests was a slight elevation of serum beta-HCG. Intraoperative exploration showed the presence of a normal-sized uterus body with an enlarged tumor in the lower uterus segment. The surface of the lower uterus segment was light blue. The entire lesion was approximately about 8.89 cm in width, thickness, and length, respectively, with compression and displacement of the surrounding tissue. Histological examination diagnosed ETT. A search of the PubMed database using the search terms cesarean section and epithelial trophoblastic tumor retrieved 9 articles, including 13 cases of ETT and ETT-related lesions. All 13 cases had a history of cesarean section, and the lesions were all located at the cesarean section incision on the anterior wall of the lower uterus segment. The present case is the 14th reported case of ETT after cesarean section. Therefore, we deduced that cesarean section trauma had an important effect on the occurrence of ETT at this site.